Yerushalmi Sukkah corresponding to Bavli Sukkah Daf Nun Aleph. We begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Chof Beis Mabeis on the 12th line with the words Amru Shur Ben Levi. Amru Shur Ben Levi, Lama Nikra Shema Beis Shoyeva, Shmesham Shoyevim Ruach HaKodesh, Hashem Ushafte Mayim Besosoy Mimayne HaYeshua. Rabbi Shur Ben Levi said, why is it referred to as the Beis HaShoyeva, the house of the drawing? Because from there they draw the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit. As the Pasuk says in Yeshaya, Perek Yud Beis Pasuk Gimel, you will draw water and joy from the springs of salvation. Dalama, Reb Levi, Yehuda, Bar Nachman, Havi Nasvin, Talton, Silin, Me'ol, Mesamta, Ka'ala, Koyme, Reb Yochanan. The story happened with Reb Levi and Yehuda, Bar Nachman. They would be given two sela each Shabbos to speak to the people and prevent anyone from leaving before the arrival of Reb Yochanan. Al Reb Levi, Vedorash, Yoina bin Amitai, Me'ashe, May Osher Hoya, Tichziv, Ashela Hirish, Es Yoyfe Akleve, Es Yoyfe Sidoin, Ruxiv Kumlach, Salfata, Ashela Sidoin. Reb Levi went up and expounded, Yoni ben Amitai was from the tribe of Asher. The tribe of Asher, as the Pasuk says in Shoftim, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Lamed Aleph, Asher did not expel the dwellers of Akoi and Sidoin. Sidoin bordered on the region of Asher and was part of the lands. Another Pasuk says, in Melachim Aleph, Perek Yudzayim, Pasuk Tes, get up, go to Salfat in Sidon. And Yoni was from Salfat, which shows that he came from the lands and tribe of Asher. Al Rabbi Yochanan Medosh, Yoni ben Amitai, Mizvulun Haya, Tichziv, Vayal Hagoyul Hashlishi, Vene Zvulun, Mishpachoysam, Luxiv, Misham, Ova, Kedma, Mizocha, Gasa, Chafa, Eitza, Katsin, Luxiv, Dvar Hashem Alekei Yisrael, Asher Dvar, Dibbe Biyad, Avdo, Yoni ben Amitai, Hanovi, Asher, Migas, Hachefer. Afterwards, Rabbi Yochanan arrived, and he expounded that actually that Yonah was from the tribe of Zvulun. As the Pasuk says in Yoshua, Yud Tes, Pasuk Yud, the third lottery came up for the children of Zvulun according to their families. And now the Pasuk says there in Pasuk Yud Gimel, from there it passed to the east, to Gat Chefer and to Itta Katsin. Another Pasuk says in Malachim Beis, Perek Yud Dalet, Pasuk Chofei, like the word of Hashem, God of Israel, who spoke through the hand of his servant Yonah ben Amitai, the prophet, from Gad Chefer. V'shosa Chayraisa, Amav Levi Yehuda bar Nachman, Savlach, Ilein Tartin, Silaya, Ve'el Jusei Mesamsa Kahala, Koyim Rabbi Yochanan. On another Shabbos, it was Yehuda bar Nachman's week to speak. Rabbi Levi told Yehuda bar Nachman, you can take the two sela, but allow me to address the people before Rabbi Yochanan arrives. Al Va'amar, Koyim Ehoin, Yafe Lemdanu, Lemdenu Rabbi Yochanan, Imoi me Asher va'aviv mizvulun, v'ikarsu el asidoin, derech shiyatz memena mitzidoin haya. Reb Levi went up and said, Reb Yochanan taught well. His mother was from Asher, and his father was from Zvulun. As the Pasuk says in Bereishis, in Perek Mem Tes Pasuk Yud Gimel, Zvulun will dwell by the seashore, he will be at the ship's port, and his borders will reach Sidoin. And this Pasuk alludes to Yonah, who first went to the seashore and later to the ship's port after being thrown into the sea. The end of the Pasuk says, Yao Kasoi, referring to his mother, she was from Sidon, which is part of Asher's land. Uksiv Vayarad Yafei, Lotzucha Dila Vayarad Akai. And a further proof is that the Pasuk says in Yonah, Perek Aleph Pasuk Gimel, he descended to Yafei. The Pasuk should have said, he descended to Akai. Akko is the edge of the region of Asher. Yonah was born in Asher, as his mother was from there, and later moved to the region of Zvulun, which is why he went to Yaffa port. If he would have been solely from the tribe of Asher, he would have gone to Akko port, which was closer. Amar Yonah, Yonah ben Amitai, Me'oli v'golim haya, v'nechnas v'simchas beis ha'shoreva, v'sharas alav ruach ha'kodesh, lamdacha she'ein ruach ha'kodesh shoreva, ela al lev sameach. Rabbi Yonah says that Yoni ben Amitai was from those who ascended to Yerushalayim for Sukkos. He entered the Simchas Beis HaShoreva and the Holy Spirit rested upon him. This teaches us that the Holy Spirit only rests on someone who has a joyful heart. My timer, Vahaya Kenagenem and Again, Vati Alav Ruach Elohim, Amar Binyamin Valevi, Vahaya Kenagenem and Again, Beman Again, Inksiv Kan Ela Vahaya Kenagen Haman Again, Vati Alav Ruach Elohim. And the reasoning is that the Pasuk says in Melachim Beis Pasuk Gimel, Perek Gimel Pasuk Yutes Vav, and Kenagen HaMenagen, when the music played, the Spirit of Hashem rested upon him. Rabbi Yaman said, the Pasuk did not say, and when he played the instrument, but rather, when it, means his heart, brought him to play, the Spirit of Hashem rested upon him. Tani and Rabbi Yehuda, Kol Shalaywa Dil Difli Itzdiva Shalachsandria, Laywa Kavoid Yisrael Miyamav. Rabbi Yehuda says in the Baisa, anyone who did not see the double seating of the dignitaries of Alexandria has never seen honor in his life. Kamin Besul Ki Gedoy Lahaya, Vistav Lefnim Mistav, Haisa Pam Hayu, Hayuba Kaflaim Yitz Mitzayim, Reshivim Katejiois Shal Zav Hayusham, Mukavois Avonim, Toyvois, and Margolios can get Shivim Zakanim, Pal Achas Achas Haisa Imedis Beesim Vachamish, Riboy Dinoi Zav. It was like a tall palace with two large rows that were sometimes seated with double the number of people that left Mitzrayim. There were 70 golden thrones encrusted with valuable stones and diamonds, corresponding to the 70 elders of the Sanhedrin. Each throne was worth 250,000 golden dinar. Ravim Mishalit Be'emsa V'chazan HaKnesses Oimed Aleha, a wooden platform was positioned in the middle, and the beadle stood upon it. Amad Echad Mehem Likreis Batoira, Haya HaMemuna Menif B'Sidron, V'hein Oinim Achav Amin. One of the people stood up to read from the Torah and recited the blessing. The appointee would wave a sheet and the people would answer Amen. Why? Because the shul was so large that the people further back could not actually hear the bracha. Akar bracha, bracha shayim mavarach, hayim emuna, meinif besidorim, behein oinim achav Amen. After every blessing that would be recited, the appointee would wave the sheet and the people would answer Amen. Afar pikein, lehaya yoshim mu'uvavim, and the yoshim kol umnus v'umnus b'fnei atzma, shim yavach sanai yehi mudbak b'nei umnasai, v'shem haizah v'nasasai yodza. Even though there were so many people, they would not sit mixed together, rather the people of each trade would sit separately, so that if a guest came, he would join the people of his trade, and he would thereby receive work from them. Miach ariva tugainus harasha. Who was the one who destroyed it? The evil tugainus, who was a Roman general. Tani Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, v'gim makayim asuzu yisol shla yoshuv eretz Mitzrayim, shenemaki asher yisemes Mitzrayim hayoyim, lo yisoysifu leroysam oid adoylam. Another pasuk, v'ashem amal achem lo yisoysifun lashuv b'derech hazeh oid, and a third pasuk is, v'yeshivcha Hashem Mitzrayim v'aniyos. The Baisu of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai says, why were they punished? In three places Yisrael were warned against returning to Egypt, as the Pasuk says in Shmois Perk Yodala Pasuk Yod Gimel, as you see Egypt today, you shall not see them ever again. Another Pasuk says, Dvarim Yod Zayin Pasuk Tef Zayin, Hashem said to you, you shall not return on this road ever again. And the third Pasuk says in Dvarim Perk Chofches Pasuk Samaches, and Hashem will return you to Egypt in boats on that very way that I warned you never to return. V'shloshtem Chazer V'shloshtem Naflu, they returned three times and they fell three times. Achas v'yemei Sancherev, Melech Ashur, Shneemar, Havi Ayod, v'mitzayim la'azor, Makseh Basrei, v'mitzayim Adam, v'loi el v'suseim basa goymer. Once was in the times of Sancherev, king of Ashur, as the Pasuk says in Yeshaya, Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Aleph, woe is to those who go down to Egypt for help. The Pasuk later says, two Pasukim later, Egypt is man and not God, and their horses are of flesh, etc., means one should not rely on them. Lachas v'yemei Yochanan ben Korach, v'haysa achev asher itam yorei memenu, sham tasig etchem v'goyme. One was in the times of Yochanan ben Korach, as the Pasuk says in Yirmiya Perek Mem Beis Pasuk Tezayin, and the sword which you fear will reach you there in the land of Egypt. And v'achas v'yemei Trugainus ha-rosha ha-noidilei ben v'tisha ba'av v'yemith'anim mesa bitoi b'chanukah v'eliku neiros. Once was in the times of the evil Trugainus, the day that he had a baby boy was the 9th of Av, and all of the Jews were fasting, implying that they were upset about his birth. The day on which his daughter died was Hanukkah, and they lit candles, implying that they were happy about her death. His wife sent him a message saying, why are you conquering the barbars? Come and conquer the Jews who are rebelling against you. He calculated it would take him 10 days to sail to Egypt, and he arrived in only 5 days due to unexpectedly strong winds. Asa v'ashkechon asikim b'yraisa, v'psuka yisa Hashem alecha goymer achoik mekseh ha'oretz v'goymer. He came and discovered that they were studying the Pasuk in the Torah, in Dvarim Perek Chofches Pasuk Mem Tes, Hashem will carry against you a nation from afar, from the other end of the world, etc. Amaloin ma visun askin amrin lei hachin v'chein. He asked them, what are you studying? And they responded with this pasuk. אמלוין דוגבהו דחשב מסילעשו יוימן ועשה לחמישה והקיפן לגיוני סוהוגם. He said to them, this man calculated it would take 10 days to arrive and it took only 5 days. He sent legions of soldiers to surround them and kill them. אמלו לשאיים לשמוע אתם לגיונסי ואין אני היווג אסכם. He said to the women, listen and commit sins with my soldiers or I will kill you. אמן לי, מד אבט בהראי עבד בילאי ועירב דמן ודמן והלך אדם כים בים עד כפרס. They replied, do to us what you did to the men. The women's blood mixed with the men's blood, and the blood flowed into the sea and reached Cyprus. באיתש השור נגדע קרן יסול, ואויד אין העשידן לחזור למקיימה עד שיובי בן דוד. At that time the pride of Yisrael was cut down, and will not return to its place until Mashiach ben David comes.